a woman's fault or a woman's role in repeat domestic abuse. For example, Ray Rice knocked his girlfriend out, totally knocked her out, dragged her up by the hair. Here she is talking about the guy who beat the crap out of her afterwards.
I do deeply regret the role that I played in the incident that night, but I can say that I am happy that we continue to work through it together, and we are continuing to strengthen our relationship and our marriage and do what we have to do for not only ourselves collectively, but individually, and working on being better parents for Raven and continue to be good role models for the community like we were doing before this. I love Ray.
She loves Ray. She's standing by her man. She's going back home to him. And this is where I get lost. This is where I'm not sure what I'm allowed to or to not say. The fact is that a guy who beats a woman once is wildly more likely from a percentage standpoint to beat that woman again versus a guy who's never hit a woman. And yet women choose to go back. So, for example, when Rihanna and the Chris Brown thing happened, and she wrote a song basically forgiving him and saying it's kind of my fault too. I remember going, wow, that's kind of weird. And I asked somebody at the time, so what am I supposed to say when Rihanna ends up back in the hospital after Chris Brown beats the crap out of her again? Well, Chris Brown dumped her for his ex. I don't do TMZ. And if you notice, this conversation isn't about Ray Rice. It's not about football. It's not about ESPN. It is about if I see a woman I know going back to the guy who beats her, when she ends up at the hospital the second time, what am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to just say, yep, it's all his fault, completely, again? Okay, the third time, yep, all completely his fault. The fourth time, oh, that guy! Here with us to discuss it is a woman who can beat any guy's butt, a veteran of the military, our good friend Robin, the intern slash assistant slash person who hangs out with me. Robin, how are you?
I'm fine, Michael, thank you.
So do you understand the question I'm trying to ask? What am I supposed to say the second time the guy beats the crap out of the woman? Am I supposed to not acknowledge that the woman went in? In other words, the fact that the woman goes back?
I think the most important thing to do is to understand why that person keeps going back, because there's a lot of varying factors. They could have financial reasons. They could have
kids together.
They could have kids.
Ray Rice's wife have a child who they named after his team, which is kind of creepy.
Or an unhealthy emotional attachment to that individual, which makes them keep going back.
Sure.
Or they might think, okay, this person's going to change. So until you understand where that person's mindset is and where they're coming from, I wouldn't say anything until you can understand that part.
But I guess what I'm saying is whatever the motive is that causes you to go back, doesn't a woman know when she's going back, this can happen? It's kind of like, okay, the first time I went outside barefoot and mowed the lawn and ended up missing a toe, okay, that's on me. I wasn't thinking this. But the second time I leave my shoes on the porch, isn't it on me, even though it's the lawnmower doing the damage? And even, you see what I'm saying?
It's called a severe case of denial.
So let me ask you this. Maybe you have had a female friend. I've never had a female friend who had a wife, a husband.
You're never going to be able to understand it. You're not.
But I've had female friends who stay with guys who are total dirtbag losers. And like the third time they did the dirtbag loser thing that they'd done before, I just looked at them and went, well, what did you expect? Am I ever allowed to say to the woman who gets the crap kicked out of her by her boyfriend for the second, third, fourth time, what did you expect? Or is that always the wrong thing to say?
No, I believe you're entitled to your opinion. If that person is your friend, I would want somebody to tell me, because maybe one day something that you say will make a light bulb go off in my head. But if you're in denial and you think all these things, maybe something that you can say can break that thought processes. You know what
so
I mean?
So you don't think a woman who goes back to the beater is ever responsible for the beating? Not but provoking. I think that's where Stephen Smith got it wrong, where he said, be sure to be quiet around your man and don't say anything he doesn't like. When he says, get me a beer, biatch, you just get him the beer.
Right.
That's a dumb thing to say. But I'll tell you something that'll provoke him, going back with an arm's length of him. Because I guarantee you, ladies, if you stay beyond arm's length, he's never going to hit you.
But, Michael, I've never been in that situation, and it's very, very hard to judge somebody from being in that situation. Right. I agree with you. I wouldn't go back. I would find a
way.
Have
you had female friends, though?
I have had female friends.
And what do you say to them?
After the second or third time, you don't say anything.
You just shut up.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So the line is, you're the first time it happens, everyone jumps on the guy, which we should, absolutely. Second time it happens, you kind of raise an eyebrow. Third time, you just pretend, because you're never allowed to say, I'm sorry, ma'am, this is the third time. Everything after this is your fault. It's your fault for going back and letting the guy beat the crap out of you.
That's the last thing.
You're never allowed to. Right. But you never. But am I a bad person for thinking that?
Not at all. Because from our perspective, that's the correct way to
dump the guy. I don't. This would understand. Right. Just dump the guy. My standard would be zero. I don't know why anyone will put up with a guy who hits him ever.
I agree. I'm with you on that one.
I don't. Absolutely not. And you know, when my wife beats me, I beg her, please stop. No, actually, I beg her. Hit me again. Hit me again.
Sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. So we have the Chris Brown thing. We also have mentioned earlier the Whitney Houston. Of course, her whole life was just a tragedy.
Right.
But people knew that he was beating her, right? Bobby Brown, and she was going back.
It was never really, well, they said it was speculated, right. You know. But a lot of people, they have pride. They have image mm-hmm. they want to upkeep. They don't want, they're embarrassed. They don't want people to know what's going on behind closed doors.
You brought an interesting story to me that I'm not that familiar with. Is before I came here to Atlanta, of Juanita Bynum and her husband, Bishop Weeks, who's who I have heard of. Obviously, he's a prominent evangelical. I grew up in the Pentecostal church. So how does that story relate? I mean, what are the connections you see?
Well, there was an alleged domestic violence case between the sure. two of them. And
in a parking lot.
That's right.
With eyewitnesses.
Right.
But it was alleged. Okay.
Right, right. So, you know, you really had to be there, but it made headlines. It was a big deal, you
right.
know, and there was, people took sides, either her side or his side, and they would say, why would anybody want to go back to that?
Exactly.
Right. And that was everybody's perspective. Like, why, if somebody is treating you that way, why go back? But again, you just, they didn't get back together, so.
Robin, thank you so much for your on-the-ground insights. Once again, member of the military, guys, so she'll just kick your butt. So don't even think about doing it. We're going to get more expert input and also yours. Is it, ladies, is there ever a point where people are allowed to say, yes, ma'am, it's now your fault because you keep going back to take the beatings? Or is that always the wrong, immoral, awful thing to say? You tell me. I am Michael Gray.